Hello?
Hi, Monty. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Yeah, just fine.
Good. Good to hear. So I was just following up because we're still having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's...
I canceled everything. I've got it canceled. I'm not doing Splash anymore. It's not. I'm not receiving any customers from it. I mean, I'm paying whatever it is, $49 a month, and the last 2 months I haven't got one customer from it. I don't even get any call to even go look at any job. So I'm dropped out of it completely. I've already got it canceled.
So you didn't cancel it. You and I spoke on the 14th about the payment being past due as of
and
the 9th.
I told you where I stood. I'm not paying for something I don't receive.
But we can't cancel an account with a past due balance, Monty, and that's the problem.
Well, then you can just let it stay there dormant forever. It doesn't matter. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I don't want it anymore. It's not no good for me. Maybe good for other people, but it's not for me.
There's 54 leads on your dashboard. I think that if this account...
Half of them are probably my name, and why they keep giving my name, I don't know. I'm not calling it. I get my name, and I get customers from Florida, or not customers, people from Florida. Well, hell, I'm in Missouri. I don't go all the way to Florida to cut a tree or give a bid. It's completely anything that I do receive, most of it is completely out of my area. Like I said, Florida is a different state. 18
the
hours
ones
away.
That are showing up are from your local area, Missouri, Wellsville. They're coming in from the 573 area code. So they're all local
where,
to you.
I don't know where Wellsbury or whatever. I've got no idea where that's at.
Let me Google
no
it
idea.
Real quick. Wellsville,
there's nowhere around here close.
Wellsville to Orin. Let's just double check. Wellsville, Missouri. Because it's the same area code. It's the 573 area code.
Well, I sure don't recognize where it's at.
Let's see. I'm trying to look. Oh, it's on the other side of St. Louis. It's on the north side of St. Louis.
See what I mean?
See.
I get things mm-hmm. like that, and I'm way below Cape Girardeau.
Okay. Yeah, the...
I can't go up there, and it might be a job. They might have a $50 job to cut a bush or something.
Keep in mind, the call tracking, even though it says Wellsville, since it's from your area code, I mean, it could be somebody that's closer to you. But all of the calls that I see on the dashboard are coming from your same area code. So
okay,
I
do
want
you see Monty? Do you see Monty on there?
I see a lot
How
of
How many
those
times do you see that? I'm tired of seeing my name because I'm not calling. It's my business.
I just saw it twice, but question.
It's on there more than that.
Well, I have a question, Monty. If you get a call coming in from local leads, and if you try to call it back, it's going to dial. Well, it's going to dial the tracking number, which is what probably could have happened on those two attempts. But there's a lot more calls that came in. There's the two from
you. Do you want to go through some of them, and I'll let you know why I'm not going to pay it? Because most of them are out of my area, just like the one you were talking about up above.
Let me listen to this one real quick. 1 second here, because I can listen to the call.
I can pay it. That's very good.
Let's see. Cynthia Goodman.
Okay, that was a job that I actually got.
Yeah, Cynthia Goodman. She left a message on she talked to you through the tracking number. Let's see.
I actually got that job.
Frankfurt,
I've got no idea.
Frankfurt, Missouri. But he's
Where's
leaving.
That at?
Let me just see here.
See, I've got no idea where that's at.
It's the 573 area code, so.
I know. The other one was 573-2, and it was like 3 hours away.
That one, it was just somebody said he was looking for Shafford Tree, and he was looking for Monty. He didn't really give any information, but he left his phone number, 573-784-5337. And then let me listen to this one, Mandy Ashcraft. Do you remember Mandy?
No.
Let me see this. I'm listening to the calls.
Rick Ashcraft, Miss Fred Missouri. I appreciate you giving the call back.
This was a man named Rick Ashcraft, and he was calling to get a quote. So you might have gotten that job or not, but that was 573.
I didn't get that job.
Okay, but do you remember going and bidding on it at least?
I remember talking with a guy, I think it was at East Prairie, and I didn't get it.
Okay. Let's see. There's another one here. County Road 244 in Delta, Missouri.
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell?
No, I don't know. All I can say is, ma'am, I'm not interested in it anymore. I'm sorry that I wasn't. I wish that I had been. Because the company that I'm doing the best with right now is Home Advisor or Angie's. I guess they're the same thing. I do receive leads on them, and I'm getting the majority of the jobs of the leads. I understand I'm not going to get them all, and
yeah.
I won't. But I get. I mean, I got a lead today from them that I haven't looked at yet, or I've got to go look at the job, and I got two jobs from them last week, and another real good possibility of one from them last week, and I'm talking about several $1,000 jobs.
Nice.
And I haven't got that from you all. I just hope you understand, and I'm not going to pay. I don't want
it. I understand. Let me give you an option.
I paid up front for the month, so you know this month I haven't received one call or nothing else. And so I'm not paying for this month, and I've already talked to you all once about that, and that's just the way it is.
Right. So, but you not
keep
paying
calling
me
until
the
end of the month.
It's kind of like if I signed up for something and then I didn't use it, and then they called me, and then I just said, "Oh, I'm not paying it." Well, that's great, but it's still going to affect my credit.
What do you want me to pay? Or you want me to pay for a whole month as I haven't received one damn thing?
In your terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 9th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's one option that might work.
Well, I've already canceled several days ago, like a week or whatever.
You and I talked on the 14th, and the payment was due on the 9th. It was already 5 days past.
Okay, so five days.
So you would have had to call us by the 6th.
You're going to charge me $249 for 5 days of no jobs, no calls whatsoever. Piss on that. I don't want it. And lady, you just, whatever you want to do. My credit ain't worth a shit anyway, so turn it in on my credit if you want.
I want to give you an option, though. I mean, just hear me out for a second.
You take 5 into 30 days, I would pay the percentage of the $249, which would probably be like $30. Prorated,
so,
basically. Other than that, you're not going to get nothing from me because the business overall sucked, in my opinion. I hate to say it. I know you work for them. Maybe you just love them, but it's not for me. Maybe somebody else did, but it's not for me. I'm just telling you it's not.
So here's one thing I can do for you. I just prorated the amount that you would have had to call into daily rate. It would come to $66.40. Now, with that being said, today is the 17th. So there's 3 more days. So it would probably be like about, 70-80 bucks to settle it. But what I could do for you is I'm not supposed to do this, but I can change your package from the $249 to just website hosting only, and that's $49 monthly. Now, once that's paid,
it's not doing nothing for me.
So do you want to pay the prorated amount then and cancel, or do you want to pay $49 and cancel? That's what I'm saying. This is going to save you like another 50 bucks to do this. So
okay,
that's why I'm telling you I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from 249 to 49, but if you think that would work, I'll definitely do it for you. And then once the account is current, I can cancel right after.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll call you back tomorrow, I promise. Right now, I'm actually got some other things going on, and I'll give you a call back, and I'll either go with $49 or I'll have the same attitude that I've personally got right now. I'm not gonna make no quick decisions.
You go with
you
the
laugh
49,
if you want. I'm laughing too because I give a shit less.
I think you're being very respectful. That's why I'm laughing.
I'm trying to.
Yeah, you
really
are.
I'm mad over the money that I've paid out and not received back. That's what I'm really mad about. And I'm trying to do the best I honestly can. And I know that it's not your fault. You just work for the company, and you're trying to be nice. I'm trying to be nice, just as nice as I possibly can. You don't want me as mad as I really am. You don't. I wouldn't like it.
So
I'll call you back tomorrow.
My husband's Samoan. I can handle it, but.
I partially understand, okay? But hey, I will call you back tomorrow.
You got it.
I'll just text
you a link to the website, and we'll talk more tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Sounds like one.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good evening, Monty.
All right.
Bye.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.